Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's talk some baseball. Joe O, Sammy P with you. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. And every Wednesday, lucky enough to have someone from Foul Territory dropping by. We get Kratz, Eric Kratz once again. Back-to-back weeks. Check out Foul Territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. YouTube, podcast available, wherever you can find the show. What's going on, Eric?
Just make sure the show isn't going to turn into what it really should be called, Kratz Sweats, because that's what I do. I sweat like Jose Alvarado at a drug test all the time.
There are so many follow-ups there, but let's just move on to Ohtani, your favorite thing to talk about. So last night, he throws 5 no-hit innings and hits his 50th homer. Just amazing, man. Every time there's something. Every time he plays, there's the possibility for something like that.
Totally. And I am so glad we live in this world that we live in. Sometimes we get overburdened with things like, is this a GOAT? Oh, he's the GOAT. GOAT conversation. It's over. It's over until Shohei Ohtani is injured or doesn't pitch. The MVP is his. Good job, everybody else. It's not going to hurt your Hall of Fame candidacy. If you're in a National League, you still have a chance to be in the Hall of Fame. You'll just have 3 or 4 runner-up MVPs, whoever you are, for the next probably 5 years.
And he did it in both leagues, too. We're talking like his career is even close to being done, but you're screwed a few years ago if you're in the American League. Now you're screwed in the National League if you're that elite player and you want to win an MVP. It's funny on the pitching front because when he first returned, we were scrutinizing everything. And then he had a couple of outings where he gave up like 3-4 runs in back-to-back, and people were freaking out. So on the other side, like, he's being Ohtani. He's shutting teams down. Last 3 outings, 13 2/3, 1 run. 1 run allowed, 19 strikeouts, 4 walks. I mean, if he's going to continue at this level, I mean, we have no reason to think that it won't happen. Now, the season is winding down here. As we're getting amped up for the playoffs, he only goes 5 innings, 68 pitches. How much do you think he's going to be pushed once it's playoff time? Because they have been backing off a little bit.
Is he going to get traded from the Dodgers?
Oh, no.
No, absolutely he's not going to get traded from the Dodgers. So, absolutely, the Dodgers will not push him. The Dodgers don't push healthy pitchers. But the implosion by the bullpen again last night may make Dave Roberts rethink that. I mean, normally it is in the playoffs, once you get to the third time through, Dave Roberts is like, he's got his hand on the panic button, and he's like, go to the bullpen. And then the bullpen would just come in and shut everything down. I don't know that the Dodgers are built that way this year. And I think Dave Roberts is smart enough to say, yeah, that works 90% of the time. But we might need a situation where we got to push Shohei. So it'll be interesting to see if his last start, his next start, they'll let him go into the sixth. If he doesn't go into the sixth inning, I don't see him. I don't see him going over five in the playoffs. I don't see him pushing it. I think they'll know what they got, and they'll kind of figure it out in advance. Like, hey, we know we're only getting five innings out of him, and we're going to have Kershaw piggyback with him. We're going to have, you know, Robelski piggyback with him because the team's going to have a lot of lefties in the lineup, that type of thing.
Mariners, 10 straight, buddy. 10 straight wins. Just an eyelash above the Astros right now. Who do you like down the stretch to win the division?
So I'm supposed to say the Mariners, but history will tell me the Astros. So the Rangers are going to make it in, and both teams are going to – no. I'm going to go with the Mariners. And I'm saying that a little trepidatiously because they're on the road right now. And AJ Pierzynski on our show always says the Mariners can't win east of Spokane. And that was the case. The issue was they were going all the way east on two – 9-game, 10-day road trips that just at the end of the season, Major League Baseball should get a slap on the wrist for scheduling that team that way. Back-to-back 10-day, 9-game road trips to the East Coast. Like, that's brutal for any team. That's brutal for them because of how far they have to travel. So I think it's going to be the Mariners. I think they're just playing more consistently. And so that's exactly why it's going to be the Astros.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Cal Raleigh, 55-56 last night. We're at the point where every time he goes yard, there's some new record that's set. Last night with the first one, it was okay for a switch hitter. You pass Mantle. Okay, the second one, he ties the club record. He tied Griffey. Like, that's where we're at right now. 56. There's 11 games left. If he gets to 59, he's top 10 all-time in a single season. How many homers is he going to end up with? 11 games left.
Man, I love that number. I love the number 59, and I would have said this is going to be a tough series. If he can come out of KC with, you know, with that pitching staff, they don't give up a lot of homers. They're not a great, great pitching staff, but they play good defense, big park. So I figure if he comes out of that series with two dingers, he'd be good. And he'd still have a shot at 59 or 60. I think he gets there. I think he gets there. I want to see 60. I want to see that number. Obviously, the top 10 is an amazing number for a catcher to get in the top 10. For anybody to get in the top 10 is ridiculous. It's just, it's historic. It's not top 10 in the last 20 years. It's top 10 ever. So, to me, I would love to see 60, but if he only gets to 59, still a pretty cool number.
And yet, he could hit more than Judge, break the American League single-season record, and still lose the MVP to Judge.
Judge.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And this is coming from a catcher, and there's going to be people that argue it. It's unfair to both of them to not talk about what the other guy is doing. And when you compare the two, Judge has had the better year. Judge has had the better year. I don't care if he's a right fielder over a catcher. I don't care. Like, you have to do significantly more to win it as a DH, like we saw from Shohei Ohtani last year. You have to do significantly more than a catcher to win it as a right fielder who missed a decent chunk, a half a month on the IL not playing right field. And then now he's back in right field, and it's a diminished right field. But you have to do significantly more, and that's exactly what Judge has done. Like, the difference in their OPS right now is amazing. That first, when you're talking about, when you're comparing two guys, like Nick Kurtz is not an MVP over Cal Raleigh. Nick Kurtz deserves a lot of credit for the season that he's had, and his OPS is higher. Cal Raleigh is that much higher, so it's not just an OPS race, but it tells a lot of the story that you need to know without even looking at WAR, without even looking at other things. Like, Judge has had a more dominant season. Cal has had a historical season.
With Eric Kratz here of Foul Territory, Betsuets, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. So, Eric, I'm looking at the standings. And if we freeze it right now, if these are the standings, okay, now we got the matchups. I want to get your thoughts on what you would find the most exciting. On the AL side, Astros, Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners. Those would be your two wild card matchups. NL side, Mets, Dodgers, and Padres, Cubs. Is there a matchup there that stands out as, okay, that would be my favorite?
I think there's two tied for first and two tied for I don't care. And it's obviously the Yankees, Astros. I shouldn't say that. I'm a huge baseball fan. I will care. I will watch every second of all of them. But, and it's the Dodgers, Mets. Like, it's yes. The two highest payroll teams. One team is going up. The other team is going down. And there's a chance that the Mets, who are going down, could beat the Dodgers. There's a chance that the Dodgers could 10-run rule and make it only a 7-inning game like it's high school because the Mets are just like, wave the white flag, we're out of here. Like, that's how good – and the series is going to be neck and neck. It's not going to be a blowout. The series is going to be neck and neck. And any time – nothing against the Red Sox, but you get Yankees, Astros right now, their history, the playoff history, you know – Judge recently not hitting in the playoffs, although if you go back and look at his numbers, you'll be like, okay, he does rake in the playoffs. And then you go look at the Astros. They just continue to make the playoffs, continue to make deep runs in the playoffs. I know they ran into Tarek Skubal last year, Tarek Skubal and a bunt, and they were out of the playoffs. So it's one of those things. Those are two by far, but I don't waffle. I don't sit on either side of the fence here. So I'm going to tell you, Dodgers, Mets, because I think that National League is by far the superior league and they are going to beat each other up and come into the World Series. Whoever wins is going to come into the World Series like this. And the American League guys are going to be like, wow, the playoffs are fun. This is so easy to get here.
Can you imagine though? I know Joe just laid out the hypothetical matchups, but the Mets are only a game and a half up on Arizona. Can you imagine if they miss the playoffs?
I can't imagine it. And I mean, Matt, maybe that's why I think they're going to take care of business. They're going to get it done because I can't fathom. And I'm not even talking about, cause I don't think money wins you games day to day. It wins you games throughout the season. And I just can't imagine the money they put into this team, the stars they have in the lineup, and their lineup has been inept besides last night, which shows, you know, the Padres have some things they need to work on because they were counting on Michael King to be healthy and dominant like he should be. And this pitching staff, I never believed in them. And then I almost changed my tone about 60 games into the season. I think they were 41-25. I was like, maybe David Stearns does got it. He figured it out in Milwaukee, and now he's figuring it out. He's balling on a budget in Milwaukee, and now he's going, you know, he's doing Louis Vuitton things in New York. But it has not. And so it is going to be a sheer misstep. One, by front office, and I'm a huge David Stearns fan, if this team doesn't figure it out because they didn't put their team in a spot to have success pitching-wise in the starting rotation, which I think has leaked into something that they built that was super strong in their bullpen. I think their bullpen is super strong, but I don't care who you are. You keep running them out there like those boys have to be running out there throughout the entire season, they're going to be exhausted. You can put the best pitchers out there. You put them out every night. All of a sudden, you're not getting a great product.
There are people, a lot of people that watch and listen to this show that are betting baseball on a daily basis. Take us inside the locker room. If you're not one of these playoff teams that we're talking about, and that's clear, and you've got a couple weeks left, what's it like in there? Is it more there are guys that are, okay, this is my chance? And then, like, what are the veterans doing? I'm just asking from a bettor's perspective. Are you just fading those teams that are just completely out of it? Or maybe you get little fire from the young guys that are up.
There's always fire in the big leagues. And there's a lot of things in baseball I can speak to experience on, less more in the minor leagues than in the big leagues. But I never really played in September on bad teams. And it was because I was older. And so if that team was losing, they were like, beat it, nerd. We're going to go get a young guy. And in the big leagues, it's a lot about, especially when you're playing good teams, you know the scouting report. You know what's going to happen because this lineup has been there for 400, 500, 600 at-bats each guy. So you know how to build a scouting report, how to attack these hitters. Look at what's happened with the Rangers. The Rangers have said, you know what? We got three, some nights four young guys in our lineup, not rookies, but young guys. Some of them are rookies. And teams have had a tough time combating it. Some people say, well, it's because they scratch and claw and they do little things. Yeah, you're right. They do. Why? Because the big leagues is freaking awesome and everybody wants to stay. You're not going to get any letdown from a team just because they're out of it. What you will get is where I like to start making some serious cash this time of year is live betting with teams that just are not that good at late games. Look at some of these that are just not built, that are not winning. They're not great late in games. The Nats got rid of their closer. Big, close game. Give me money against the Nats. Rockies can't hold a lead. Diamondbacks, overs. Give me a low over partway through a Diamondbacks game because that lineup doesn't quit and they're still a good lineup even without Naylor and Eugenio Suarez, but their bullpen cannot hold a lead. So to me, that's where I start looking betting-wise at the end of the season. Teams that can't hold a lead, because the one year in 2015, I was on the Phillies, and it was like, happy-go-lucky, we are going to win this game. And as soon as the game got close, there wasn't a lot of experience on the team, and guys started, you know, everything gets tight, and you lose by two. Where the good teams, like the Phillies last night, they figure out a way to win. So that's tough to, in my opinion, it's tough to bet against.
Good stuff, Americrats. Check them out. Foul Territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll talk some college football playoff on the other side. This is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, at the start of the NFL and college football season, we're all in. I'm like, oh, you talk to Kratz and you're like, it's right here. It's right around the corner. A lot of stuff is undecided, but playoff baseball is awesome. October, once we get there, it's going to be good stuff. And Sam, just looking at those hypothetical matchups, you are going to be in heaven if it's your Padres going against the Cubs, a team that you hate the most. Like, it's just perfect for you if that ends up being the matchup.
Give it to me. Although the Padres have not been these notorious playoff performers. How many years have we heard, oh, this is the Padres' time to break through? And they get close. They've been close. Yep. But Slam Diego has never quite made it as far as some people have believed they can make it. But at 30-1, look, it's my last stand. It's Custer's last stand. Braves dead. Rangers probably not going to make it. Is Jack Cagg still in the majors? I don't know. And this is it for me. Padres, that's it. That's all I got left.
Yeah, yeah. We'll revisit once we get the matchups and everything, and maybe you'll jump in on something else. Maybe you'll talk yourself into something. But, yeah, playoff baseball right around the corner. That'll be fun. We'll continue to check in with the Foul Territory guys every week here on this show. College football playoff futures. We wanted to get to this yesterday. A lot of stuff came up. Got a lot going on, as you can tell. Didn't quite get to it, but we want to make sure that we hit it today because, you know, tomorrow, once you get to Thursday, Friday, we're really going to be diving into the games here for the upcoming college and NFL card. The first reaction, Notre Dame, and we started talking about it off air the other day, never really brought it to the air. They're sitting 0-2, Purdue this weekend. Family's going. I'm like, I ain't going. I'm not traveling for 0-2 Notre Dame Purdue, and they're going to win by like 5-6 touchdowns. The number is like 26.5. So I'm not going, but we expect them to win and to win easily. If you look at the updated win total, it's 8.5. And we were just kind of batting around the idea. I know you guys did on Bear Bets as well. Just, okay, they made the playoff. They made the title game after losing to NIU. Freeman was going to be fired, right? According to Notre Dame Nation, after losing to Northern Illinois, it was embarrassing and the whole thing. They bounce back and they go on an incredible run. We talk about their path and it looked pretty good and it was good. It was good for us, them making the championship game. But now you start the season. You got two teams. Is A&M in the top 10 right now? I think they are, according to the voters.
I don't even know what the AP poll says, to be honest with you. I can look real quick. A&M
I was just
is
curious.
10th. Yeah, they're 10th in the AP,
okay.
10th in the coaches.
And Miami's up there as well, of course. Maybe they both end up being top five teams. And you lose barely by both, and then maybe they go on this run. Because the schedule would suggest that they are going to go on a big run. Now, the way the quarterback has performed for Arkansas on the road, that game scares me a little bit. If you're a Notre Dame backer, I'm not sure about that one. Let's start here. For Notre Dame to make the playoffs, do they have to win every game moving forward? No more losses?
Yes.
I agree with that. Do you think they can win every game moving forward?
I think they could. But defensively, I need to see a lot more. Their secondary stinks. And look, it's very difficult because those are the two games they're going to play all season. So Miami's the best team they'll have faced, and they were in that game till the very end. A&M, they should have won if not for the guy dropping the hold, right? Dropping the snap. But you don't play anybody like that really the rest of the way. I mean, USC maybe, but you're at home. Then again, you were at home against A&M. So that's the only other team that's probably going to beat you from a numbers standpoint. Now, you know, do things come crumbling down? Could they slip up again? Could they lose to some of these other teams? I just don't see it because the talent is so much better. I mean, could they lose at Arkansas? Yes. That's not going to be an easy game in a couple of weeks. But where else are you going to lose? At Boston College? At Pitt? I doubt it. Not at Stanford, unless you've completely waved the white flag. But your schedule was incredibly tough out of the gate, and now it's cakewalk. That's the question. Arkansas, what do they do there on September 27th? They lose that game. Man, fire it up. Fire the cannons. You know, people are going to be calling for Freeman's job. Won't be fair, but it'll happen. They start 1-3.
1-3.
Going to the national championship game. They're going to start showing up with pitchforks. They also have a very young quarterback in CJ Carr. I'm just so perplexed by them because they could be 2-0, but they're not. You know, it's a very tough team to assess. I think Notre Dame fans would say D-. How are we 0-2? But then you look up and they're still top 10 in power ratings. They're right there. You just have to win out, and that's a lot of pressure on a defense that may not be as good. Well, it's definitely not as good as it was last year with a quarterback who's never done it before. That's a very tall mountain to climb. Of course they could go 10-2. But you look at the win total, BetMGM has an adjusted win total of 8.5. Not 9.5, 8.5.
Make the playoff plus 185. Not interested. I don't think they run the table. And USC might be a challenge as well, even though that game's in South Bend. It always is when they play each other. I think the quarterback could give them some issues. Any opponent that can pass with any efficiency, they're in trouble. That's how bad the secondary is. You mentioned the defense. Secondary is a big problem. And it put one quarterback in the Heisman conversation on Saturday. So I don't think they're running the table. Less than 2-1 to make the playoff. I would not be interested in betting that number. Any, whether it be playoff odds or anything, like Corby threw out that angle with Kansas State, which I found to be interesting because they are only 0-1, as bad as things are for them right now. Is there something that stands out to you?
I think Corby's drinking the purple Kool-Aid a little too much. The scissor.
What are you saying, long the shot? Imitation
cough syrup.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm good on Kansas State. I'm just reading a story, not to go back, but apparently Marcus Freeman is going to eye a larger role with the defense. That's always good after two games.
Oh boy.
I don't know that he's going to be like calling plays. According to the story, Adam Rittenberg says Freeman is not considering a play caller switch. Chris Ash will continue to do so, but Freeman will spend more time if necessary with the defense. So not exactly great. Look, from a power rating standpoint, Miami's right around top five now. You know, depending on who you ask, some people say five, others say six or seven. Yet, you look at the market to win national championship and Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Texas, Oregon, LSU, Alabama. Oh, there's Miami. Are they really 17-1 to win the title? Like, should that be lower? MGM has 17-1. I don't think they should have bigger odds than LSU and Alabama. I just don't. LSU's 10, Miami's 16. I think Miami's better. Why are they so down the board? Why is the respect not there? The AP poll respects them, but the betting market doesn't, at least yet.
The surprising part of that number is we have our answer on Clemson. And there's, like, before it was, okay, out of the ACC, there's one team that's their competition, it's Clemson. And now we have our answer on Clemson, right? That they're not it. okay, so we have our answer on Clemson, and it's still such a big number. Yeah, it feels like it should be shorter. I understand your idea there. They're going
to
be
a layup
prime
to get
spot.
In. They're a layup to get into the playoff. I mean, they're going to make the playoff. Who's going to unseat them in the ACC? Barring an injury to the quarterback, they're in. So you would think a team that has French doors to a 12-team playoff should have shorter odds than 17-1. And I didn't bet Miami title. I didn't get there. I've got the quarterback Heisman. I've got them to make the playoff. At the time, it was 2-1. Miami to make the playoff now is minus 190. Even that feels cheap. That feels cheap, minus 190. Mm-hmm. Maybe I cook up a Miami to make the playoff, Chiefs to make the playoffs parlay. I don't understand the disrespect. It can't all be on the coach. It can't just be because they blew a game 2 years ago to Georgia Tech or 6 years ago when he was at Oregon and they lost to Stanford. Like, we got to get over that. No, this team is loaded. They're loaded. And they have one of the best quarterbacks in the country. How are they not going to make the playoff?
They will. They will absolutely make the playoff. Potential trip-ups. Okay, you got one in Florida State. What's the other? I don't have one.
And then you look at the market price on – so MGM, their app is all over the place. Ohio State to make the playoff is minus 750. I finally found it after 6 minutes of looking for it. Minus 750 to make the playoff, Ohio State. They still got to deal with some pretty good teams this year. Miami, easy schedule. Top five team, minus 190. It doesn't make sense.
How many losses would it take for Beck to be really dinged in the Heisman? Two?
Yeah, two would be a good place to start. Yeah, maybe three.
Okay.
But two, yeah, definitely a two. But where are they losing two games?
I don't know. It would have to be just a collapse. Yeah, I don't know. I think some people would point to just, let's go to the road games, SMU. Gosh. Virginia Tech? Firing coaches?
No, Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
They're already dead.
I know.
Virginia Tech's dead.
I'm saying.
Okay, you lose to Florida State. Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Yep.
That's a game you could lose. I don't think they're losing to SMU. They're not losing at Vatech, not losing at Pitt. And they are just so talented now on both ends of the ball. Felica and I and Jeff were talking about this last week. They might have the best lines in the country. Offensive and defensive lines, that combination might be the best in the country at Miami. Ohio State's got a really good D-line. Penn State's got a really good D-line. But on offense and defense, Miami's the best in the country, we think.
Would you bet over 10.5 wins at plus 140?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't feel the need to. The problem is I don't feel the need to add more Miami because
more
of
Miami.
Miami positions I already have.
Right.
I would rather just take a shot on them maybe at 17-1 to win the title and see what happens. Okay. Are they going to win it? The math says no. But I don't have Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Texas $10 higher than Miami. Those teams are all 7-1 or shorter. Ohio State's 550, Georgia 6, Penn State 6, Texas 7. Then Miami at 17. The gap is not that big there. That's all I'm saying.
I want to do this quick SEC exercise with you because before you get into the conference play, there's a lot of excitement around a lot of different teams. So I give a team name. You tell me yes or no, your gut. Are they in the playoff? LSU.
Yes.
Georgia.
I'm going to say no.
Texas.
Yes.
Oklahoma. You're going to say no, right?
I want to see it. No, I do want to see it. I'd rather see them than Alabama.
Tennessee.
Could be. Sure. Could be.
Texas A&M.
It is funny, though, too, because I said no Georgia, yes Tennessee, and Georgia just beat Tennessee. I don't know. I don't know on A&M.
Right? Vanderbilt?
No, I don't think so.
My point is that there were three SEC teams that made the playoff last year, even though probably in people's minds it was more, ended up being three with Alabama on the outside looking in. And right now, after a few weeks, when you look at all these teams, like your average Joe fan would say, yeah, they're in. Yeah, they're in. Yeah, they're in. The reality is three max of four are getting in from the SEC.
I may want to mulligan on Tennessee. I like Tennessee's team. I think their quarterback's really good.
You said maybe.
I thought I said yes. I don't know.
Oh, did you say yes? Okay.
Georgia to make the playoff. Texas. Georgia to make the playoff, yes, is minus 300. I would not be laying minus 300. That would not happen.
Mm-mm. No. What is that on Oklahoma?
Oklahoma to make the playoff. Can't find it. Oh, there it is. Plus 170, yes.
I didn't even ask about Ole Miss either. Man, are they stacked. I can't wait. We get some of these games and some of these vital losses. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets are next. You've got the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get to Lightning Bets coming up in a few minutes. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you, wrapping things up on a Wednesday. If you missed any of the show earlier on, check out the podcast version. Appreciate that. Leave us 5 stars. Leave us a rating. Any feedback on the show would be much appreciated. Or on the Odyssey app, it's there for 24 hours until the next show, the most recent episode, and all the segments are detailed there. We had Nate Collins, Corby Craig on college football, and then Eric Kratz, Major League Baseball. Touched them all today here on Bet Sweats. A lot of fun during the power rankings. Buying low, selling high. If you're thinking that a couple weeks into the season, where do you jump? We gave you some different ideas. And Paul, did you get the bobblehead the other day? I know you were going. They all run together. I don't remember if you were going Monday or Tuesday to the game on the south side against the O's.
It was last night. Got the 108 bobblehead.
Oh my god!
With our guys, we got our guy Chirizi here, Beef Loaf, Mr. Sox Summer. So Sam pointed this out. I sent this to him last night. He goes, definitely got to keep the neck brace on Chirizi. The foam that it was wrapped in, I never took it off, and I like texted it to him. I didn't realize our guy in a neck brace. So I think we got to keep that on for now, at least for the weekend. Saw the guys last night. Good turnout, man. I've never really done the patio thing at the Sox ballpark, but you got the – I mean, it used to be like the Miller Lite Cave or whatever, underground, cool spot too. So, yeah, good turnout. Good to see the guys. Chat a little Survivor as well, this and that about the – they were obviously on the Cowboys this past weekend too. So, hell of a sweat. But, yeah, fun night at the ballpark. Perfect night, Joe. I mean, you're here. You know, like –
it's mid-80s.
September's been pretty great, man. It's yeah, September's been pretty great.
Yeah.
That's a great looking bobblehead.
Oh, that's yeah. I didn't know all three were going to be on there. That's phenomenal. That's a great. Yeah, you got the foul pole in there. That's strong. Whoever put that together.
Oh, hold on, sorry. Fix it.
Give it up.
There we go.
Give it up to the White Sox.
By the way, there was a home run that went right into the 108 section, like bounced on the, or at least on the peripheral of it, like bounced on the pavement. Stairs. And bounced up. Chuck and Ozzy swung through.
Did you give Ozzy a big hug? I know you're an Ozzy guy.
Ozzy was on the other. I was in 109. I was in the overflow. Oh. And they were on the other side. They were straight into the 108. So missed opportunity. But yeah.
Damn. Was it the Orioles that hit that home run?
To be honest, Joe, I couldn't tell you. I kind of like I was not really paying attention to the game, was just kind of like hanging out. I looked up though, and the game was 2 hours in the sixth inning, and I was like, "All right, it might be time to go." Like that is a long baseball game these days. Yeah,
you don't like showed up beforehand. There's no need.
Yeah, I showed up beforehand because of the you know, all the festivities, the patio thing going on, and all that. So yeah, it's like, all right, time to go.
It's a school night too.
Right, that too. Yeah. They asked me on the score last week, what do you think the chances are that Colson Montgomery finishes as the White Sox home run leader? I'm like, who's Colson Montgomery?
I don't know anybody.
He hit a home run. He hit a home run at Monday a couple weeks ago, I believe. Yeah. Did someone talk about him for Rookie of the Year? Is he a rookie this year or was that last year?
He's definitely a rookie, yes.
What position?
I feel like Beef Loaf might have like just thrown it out there as like a, or you know what?
He did throw every Sox rookie out there.
Yeah, because I was at, I think they do it, or yeah, I was at their preseason podcast at a bar in Chicago, Reggie's, and that I think that's where that was thrown out there.
Okay. Paul's a big 108 guy. Look at this; he's going to the White Sox fan thing. Now. He's going to the
whoa, Joe! I grew up in a White Sox household. I was
that's true.
Yeah, my dad was from the South Side. I mean, I was at game 2 in 05.
It's amazing how you don't know anything about the team when I can't watch the games. It's amazing how that works. Like,
on that side of things.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about the family connection there.
Famously, Joe O once said, I wouldn't go to the Winter Classic if the Blackhawks rink was in my backyard.
I might watch. Would I keep the shades open? It's probably a holiday. I don't know about that. But maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
For lightning bets, let's go there.
Yeah.
Are you adding the Niners now or are you waiting? Why are you waiting?
Let's add them now. No, let's add them now.
It's your call. You take it.
Let's do Niners. They are a 1.5-point favorite. Give me the Niners against the fraudulent Arizona Cardinals. Do not trust this team at all. Yeah, I don't care. People will throw out stats and say, oh, Kyler's better on the road. They've shown me nothing in the first 2 weeks, even though they're sitting with a record of 2-0. Let's get snapped back to reality. San Francisco comes back home after just taking care of business against New Orleans. They win the game, and they will take care of business against the Arizona Cardinals. There's a reason the Niners are favored there. 1.5 points. Give me San Francisco.
I really want to add Minnesota, man. I do, at -3. I might need one more sleep on that one. I'm not going to do. Well, nobody's going to want to bet Minnesota now because it's Carson Wentz, and they just got dominated on Sunday night. I will probably find myself on Minnesota in some way, shape, or form. Let me add this one. If Minnesota wasn't gross enough for you, I got one that's even sicker. Give me 8.5 with the Cleveland Browns at home against Green Bay. Oh, yeah. Doing it. Disgusting.
You might get more.
I despise it.
More.
No. Uh-uh. I see 7 offshore.
Mm-mm. Okay.
I don't think so. I'll take 8.5. I'd rather have 8.5 than 7.5. And 9, like the game's not going to land 9, I don't think. And we're not getting the 10. So I would rather put in 8.5 now than miss. Like, what if it ends up 24-16 and I took 8? Or 7.5. No, I'd rather have the 8.5 than wait any longer. Multiple books have 8.5. BetMGM has 8. 8.5. Count me in for 8.5 on those ugly, awful Cleveland Browns.
But they have a defense. You've something to hang your hat on, and Myles Garrett looks like the DPOY right now. Cincinnati, Minnesota. I want to get there too. I haven't yet. I want to. You know what's holding me back. The 0-5 guy, that was his first pick of the week, so that bothers me. Who is the better quarterback? I don't know either. Which offensive coach do you trust more, Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota has better defense by a mile. It's like, we're scared to bet on Wentz. You're scared to lay 3 points with Wentz. I understand. But I think we'll probably be there. We might be on some favorites this week in the NFL. Oh, that's a little scary, too. All right, Paul, do you have anything for lightning bets that you want to share?
Just like as we're looking at these NFL sides, I mean, I think we've talked about this a little bit off air, but with the circuit contest in mind, I think something we can talk about tomorrow or Friday. Like, I am going to try to take bad sides. Now, to be clear, I am not betting money on these games. I don't want people to like say, like, this is for contest purposes only. But trying to like something I would, when you say, I would take Arizona +1.5 if I am trying to lose picks in the contest to kind of shoot
the opposite of what you actually think is going to happen.
But the interesting part of the process, Joe, is like sometimes like, oh, like if I'm trying to make, you know, a good pick, it's like, oh man, this is ugly, but like, you know, I guess I have to take it. When you flip the script, the mentals totally change. It's like, yeah, whatever. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to lose. Like, I'm trying to lose this pick. I'll take this bad side. I will take this bad side. And so you don't go through like the angst of like, oh man, I don't know if I can get there on the Browns or whatever. Instead, like, I'm looking at games like the Cardinals +1.5. Like, that is certainly one I think I would take. I think I would lay it with the Colts as another example where like laying 3.5 on the road. You know, on the Titans. So that can be, anyway, we continue the conversation tomorrow or
Giants.
Or Friday. What?
Giants, 0-2 Chiefs, take the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah. Play it with the Bucks. Bucks laying 7 against the Jets.
I know.
I mean, yeah. So interesting conversation. One college play that we may hear about a little bit more tomorrow. Liberty has a lot of positive regression coming their way. We're talking about like a lot of turnover luck, a lot of penalties wiping out touchdowns, a lot of missed kicks. This is a team that was a favorite in Conference USA before the season. They've got James Madison at home this week. They're catching 9.5. So I'll be on Liberty plus 9.5 against James Madison this weekend.
All right. Jake Hassan, what you got?
Hello. I still am betting baseball because I'm a sick little freak. I'm going to take the Astros as a home dog against the Rangers. Christian Javier at home, I'll sign up for that. I like Ryan Weathers over 4.5 strikeouts against the Rockies. Yes, absolutely. Weigh in on that. And Blake Snell was awesome in his last start. 5 innings, no run, couple hits allowed. Haven't done this bit in a while, but give me the Phillies on a plus price on the money line against the Dodgers tonight. Fade of Blake Snell.
Arizona making it?
I am fiending for Arizona to make it. I would absolutely be betting them if they make it.
What would you do to get Arizona in? What would you do, freak?
chop a toe? Put a couple toes playoffs? On the line? Yeah, they're game and a half on a wild card, my king.
They're right there.
They're right there.
I mean, if we can boot the Mets,
Mets
I'm all
are
for that.
Dying to fall out of the playoffs. Dying to. Yeah. But also, I think we're all overthinking it, and the Dodgers are just going to win. Phillies, favorite at the Green Book now.
Insanity.
Hilarious.
What? That team's not winning the World Series. Winning the World Series.
No, they're definitely winning the World Series. Clip that. Clip that right now.
We're down to 9. It. Maybe. You know what? I had something else in mind, but tomorrow we might see that.
There are some monster Arizona numbers. Maybe we need to get to that as well tomorrow. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. Tell a friend about the show. You've got the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.